And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her
again they said,
Alleluia.
And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God and sat on the throne.
Amen. Alleluia.
And a voice came out of the throne saying,
praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him,
both small and great.
And I heard one voice of great multitude, the voice of many waters, the voice of mighty thundering.
Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth.
Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come,
and his wife hath made herself ready.
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white.
The righteousness of saints.
And he said to me,
right blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.
He said to me,
these are the true saints of God.
And I fell at his feet to worship him.
And he said to me,
see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God.
For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name.
Which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and pretty. And out of his mouth there was a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and will rule them with a rod of iron.
And he treaded the winepress with fierceness, and the wrath of Almighty God.
I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, full of all the wine, and said, come and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God, that ye may the flesh of kings, and eat the flesh of captives, and it shall be men, and it shall horses, and then they sit on them.
It shall be everyone's hungry.
And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth, and that long they scattered together, to make war against him, and sat on the horse. And a beast was taken,
and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that had worshipped him.
These both were cast alive into a lake of fire,
burning with brimstone, and the remnant was slain with the sword of him.